Hello, everybody. Welcome to this first episode of The Camera Shack. I'm not really a podcaster, so this is going to be a kind of a rough around the edges little podcast, but my main goal of this is just to kind of document some of my outer goings. My name's Logan, and I take a lot of photos. I primarily use Canon cameras, just recently acquired a Canon R, and it's going pretty well. I do have some thoughts on the camera that I will share in a few episodes coming, but overall it's a pretty nice camera. Some complaints. The image quality so far has been really great on it. So, this is going to be a lot of and whatever. I'm probably not going to really edit this. So if you're looking for a greatly edited podcast with great audio and stuff like that, I guess you're in the wrong place. I just kind of want this to be something I can do off the cuff and push it out from there. So I went over to the right next to me we have a Air Force museum. Got up early this morning and they were doing a look inside one of the airplanes there. It's a Memphis Belle. It's a Boeing Flying Fortress. So I went and did that, got some great photos of the inside, also took some videos of the plane from the outside and from the inside, and cut together a little video with that. Usually I'm a little more lazy when it comes to putting together those little montage videos. Usually I just put them about 3 seconds per each clip and add some music and call it a day. But actually I found a nice little track on this service that provides free music that you can use for YouTube videos. I wish I knew the name. It's called the Upbeatity or something like that. So I went ahead and I actually adjusted the timings of each clip to actually move the beat of the song. And it made the video quite a bit better. So I went with it. Sometimes I don't do that just because I'm like, all right, I've been editing photos for 3 hours. I want to edit this video, and I'm going to spend 20 minutes on editing this video. I'm not going to worry about, making it time with the music, for instance. Sometimes I just don't got the time. I'd like to make better. Everyone would love to make the greatest, coolest videos every single time, but some of us, we just don't really have time. I try to kind of live by a good enough rule, I guess, where, I think a lot of people get stuck in a trap where they just spend too much time making something perfect, and especially for the amount of photos I go out and take and stuff like that, I don't have time, to make the perfect photo. I would rather, spend, 15, 30 seconds on a photo, for each photo, and have 400 photos at the end that are, look really nice, and people are gonna go, oh yeah, that's a good photo for each photo, then end up with like 3 photos, but they go, wow, that's an amazing photo, because to me it's more about being able to tell a story of an event. I go to an event, I take photos, I want people to feel like they, were at the event. They could kind of get like a glimpse into how the event, people were there, that kind of stuff. And if you just end up with 3 amazing photos, you don't really get that. But at the same time though, then if you spend all your time, trying to make those 3 perfect photos, you're never gonna get anything out, and that's the real problem. If I spend 10 hours crafting the perfect photo, that's like an entire day. It's just gonna take you a week just to spend those 10 hours to get one photo done, another week to take the next photo done, another week to get the next photo done. And now it takes you 3 weeks to get anything out. And so being able to just spend as minimal amount of time getting to the good enough result allows you to just get stuff out, you know? And I, you know, honestly, I've really noticed that people just don't really care too much about quality sometimes. You know, it's a lot of the times the stuff, the, you know, photos that are popular or videos that are popular and stuff like that is, you know, they literally spent 30 seconds making it, you know? And a lot of this kind of, you know, very rarely does it seems like does content that, you know, that people really pour like tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of time into, like really like a love passion project that, you know, ends up with like 5 views, you know? So I think it's really just more about the numbers, honestly. Having 1,000 photos, you have a much higher chance of one of those photos being insanely successful that you may think, oh, you know, all these 1,000 photos, this photo right here, ah, that one really didn't find that great. And people love that photo. And it's like, oh, okay. And if you're just releasing 3 photos, then, you know, it's just like a mathematical probability. Release 3 photos. You know, and if each photo has a, you know, 0.1 chance of being viral, then you only have, you know, we'll just say point. It's not, that's not really how you do the statistics, but, you know, once you have 0.3% chance of being viral, or, you know, versus 1,000 photos, you know, then you have a, you know, a increased likelihood. So, anyways, I'm not gonna make this episode very long. I just wanted to kind of give a brief introduction, a little update, and just hopefully go from there. So, thanks for listening.